Hello, everybody. I'm not set up to a microphone like I usually am, so it's not going to be all crisp and clear, but I really didn't want to wait to like speak about this, so I'm driving, so I figured, well, I have the Anchor app. I might as well just utilize my tools, right? It's come to my attention. Well, right now I was listening to the song All the Time by Jeremih, and it has Lil Wayne in it, and when I, you know, heard Lil Wayne's part, I remembered a video that I seen of Lil Wayne laughing about the fact that he got raped when he was 11. And, you know, he was joking about it and saying, you know, I didn't press no charges, I loved it. But he was only saying that because that's how society has made men feel. Like, you're gay if you complain about being raped, or like you're, you know, for lack of better words, I hate this word, but like you're a pussy. You know what I mean? Like, they make you feel, society has made men feel like if they were complaining about being raped, that there's something wrong with them. And that is the most disgusting mentality I have ever heard. I personally have a friend of mine who confided in me with the fact that, you know, he used to get touched by his aunt. Now, this is disgusting, you guys. Like, I was appalled because I've never known a man that had to go through that personally. And what was even more appalling is the fact that when he was around his family, like, he had to just pretend like nothing ever happened. He couldn't tell nobody. He told one person and that was it. So only them two people knew. And that is so sad. And we wonder why men are so messed up and why men have so many issues and why men are such perverts. They're being created. You know, men are not born this way. Men are not born perverts. Men are not born to treat women badly. Everything is taught to them. So here's a man, and, you know, say he's a beautiful soul and he's having perversion forced upon him by a woman by getting raped by her or molested by her. Okay. Just because a woman is a woman doesn't mean that they're not a pervert. Women are disgusting, obviously. You know, there's so many teachers nowadays getting arrested and everything for having sex with their high school students who are 14. You know, my son's going to be 11, and that's only 3 years away from 14. I would want to murder a teacher for doing that to my son. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's disgusting. So we really have to wake up to the fact that women are perverts too, and that women have been responsible for creating the messed up men that we have in the world. You know, a mom, if you have a son, a mom is the first image of a woman that a man sees and respects and knows and loves. A mother's love is the first love a man feels from a woman. He's going to base every other woman in his life off of that. So if you have sons or a son and, you know, you're paying more attention to other men than you are to them, that's going to cause an issue. I've done that to my son before, not paying more attention to other men than him, because he's always been with me his whole life. But I've, you know, ignored things before that I should not have ignored. Not anything sexual, but just what I'm saying is moms, and I speak for myself as well. Like, we have to be very conscious of how we treat our sons and the type of love we show them and what we show them is okay and what's not okay, because we are what they're going to base their relationships on for the rest of their life. But back to the whole like men being raped thing, it's a very common thing, and it's so sad that men have been forced to pretend like it's okay, and the ones that have spoken out about it get laughed at. I remember a few years ago, there was a man that, you know, spoke out about being raped, and he was ridiculed, like, on Twitter and in the media. I don't remember details about it, but I just remember thinking to myself, like, that's sick, dude, that he's being made fun of for saying he got raped. Like, all men don't want to have sex, women, okay? Just because you're a woman doesn't mean that the man has to have sex with you. Just because you think that you're good enough and that you want to have sex with him doesn't mean that he has to. And doesn't mean that forcing yourself upon him is okay neither, because you're a woman and you're weaker than him. It's disgusting. That's a disgusting mentality. And so many women have that mentality. And I'm just saying, I want to encourage men to speak out about it, because like I've been saying, if you follow me on Instagram, on my two pages, I've been saying the whole energy of the earth is changed. The whole frequency of this earth The vibration has elevated. It's a whole new energy. And what this new energy is going to bring is lies and corruption. They're not going to prevail anymore. But the only way that we're going to make that happen is by speaking the truth. I have a book coming out in like, and then another book coming out. And it's just all about being honest with yourself. Like, it all starts with truth. You have to be honest. Who cares about somebody else's judgment? Get that shit off your chest. You know what I mean? If you got raped, say it. You don't have to make a big old thing and take it to court if you don't want to. You know what I mean? If you don't want to cause a big old drama like that, then cool, that's your business. But get it off your chest and speak about your experience, because I guarantee you, the moment you speak about your experience, you're going to make it comfortable for other people to speak about their experience. That's what I've noticed. Speaking my truths, telling people things about myself that people would have never known about me and never thought about me because I created such a good facade of who I was. In telling my truths, I get messages every day thanking me for giving them the courage to tell their truths or to speak their truths or to admit to things that they've done. And this is what we have to start doing. If you've been raped as a man, speak about it, write about it, sing about it. Whatever your talent is, let it out in the form of telling your story about that incident, because that's the only way you're going to heal from that incident. That's the only way that you're going to love yourself. And that's the only way you're going to be able to treat people better, is if you love yourself. Nothing is ever going to change in your life until you get that off your chest. And it goes for women too. Anybody who's been violated sexually, you know, by somebody in your family especially, is just so appalling to me. I can't even believe it. But just to hear Lil Wayne say that he got raped when he was 11 broke my heart. And then the way he joked about it after, like, I ain't pressed no charges, I loved it. Like, it was just, it broke my heart even more, because I could see right through his soul and how crushed it was at saying that, and he had to just pretend like it was okay. That's not cool. And then we wonder why, you know, men are running around being floozies and women are running around being floozies. Like, they've had this perversion forced onto them, and their only way to deal with it is by doing what they do, whether that's running around with other, you know, having sex with everybody, or whether that's doing drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, they're masking this hurt. And you guys got to get your hurt off your chest. Don't worry about being called gay or being made fun of for saying you got raped and you're a dude. You need to not worry about that, because the people who make fun of you, listen, their life is going to come crashing down because of the type of person they are. So don't even worry about it. Do you worry about elevating your own self? But you got to speak your truth. You can't be embarrassed and you can't be ashamed. It's not your fault that a woman is a pervert and did that to you. You're not gay for not wanting to have sex with a woman. You know what I mean? Not all women are attractive. You know, you're not attracted to all women. Maybe you're freaking 11 and you're a child and you don't have a choice. Speak about it, because it's not okay. It's not all right. And the only way we're going to change things and pave a way for people to feel comfortable to speak about this type of stuff. That way this type of stuff stops. I'm in the middle of something very big right now, and I know that I'm going to be paving the way for people to be comfortable following my footsteps, because what I'm in the middle of, nobody ever wants to do. I'm not going to speak about it on this, but what I'm in the middle of, everybody's scared to do, and I have to pave the way. I have a voice, I have a reason, I have a purpose, and I have to pave the way to make it okay for people to tell their truths. So if you've, you know, experienced something like that, if you've experienced being raped as a man, speak about it, because you're going to pave the way for other men to feel okay speaking about it. And I don't want to start hearing all this, oh, this Me Too movement, now men have a Me Too movement. No, it's not a Me Too movement. It's called being honest. It's called people are scared to tell the truth. Until somebody else does, then it makes it easier for them. Forget a Me Too movement. It's called being honest. And, like, it needs to happen. So I just really want to encourage anybody that's been raped, like, a man that's been raped, don't be embarrassed about it. Like I said, it's not your fault that women are perverts. Women are just as much perverts as men are. And that's another lie society has placed on us, that men are the whole issue. Well, the men that do have problems probably have those problems because of a woman. Okay? So, like, we have to just stop blaming people for things. We have to accept what's happened to us in our past. And we need to work through it, because now we have a choice to change how we deal with it. We can't just base our whole life on the past. The past doesn't exist anymore. It's a non-existent time. So now you're basing your current life on a time, on something that doesn't even exist. You feel me? We've got to stop doing that. And I just really, really want to encourage men to speak out, because it was heartbreaking to hear that. And also, oh, you know what else I wanted to say in this too? Listen, in that same video, he said something about baby, you know, insinuating that baby raped him. He said baby in them. Now, we've been knowing that gay shit's been going on in the music industry. And I want to tell you guys that if you haven't made it in the music industry, be glad, because that's probably your higher self saving your ass from all that shit that you, and you're not meant to be there. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're talented. If you're talented in music and you haven't made it in the music industry, don't be discouraged by it. That's your higher self. That's the universe. That's your soul saving yourself from all the bullshit that you don't need to be involved in. It's not part of your journey. That's not your story. You have another story. Whatever you've been through, whatever you speak about in your music, that's your story. Maybe there's another way to get it out besides in the music industry, because music industry is evil. Men rape men in there too. And they did it to Lil Wayne when he was how old? You know what I mean? And he was telling, I think it was Lil Twist, or it was Twist. I don't know. I don't remember who he was telling. At the age of 15, and he was telling him, well, I'm going to do to you what Baby and them did to me. So he was basically telling him, I'm a rape you. He's telling a 15-year-old. That's also a child. I don't care if it's two men or two women. It's still a child. You feel me? There's so much evil and perversion that's been going on for so many years and just been hidden out of fear, out of people being scared to tell the truth. Well, now it's a whole new energy. I'm encouraging you. I'm reassuring you that your truth will not go unnoticed. I'm reassuring you that you will be favored in your truth, and good things will come to you after speaking your truth, because you will start to be able to heal, and you'll start to be able to start remember who you really are, not this whole cover-up mask that you've been wearing for your whole entire life because you've been trying to hide all these lies. Start letting them go so you can remember who you are. We're all somebody. We're all here for a specific reason. Once you remember who you are, you can actually start living for that reason and helping the world continue to elevate. That's why the energy of the world has changed, because of people like us that have been speaking the truth and are remembering our purpose on this planet. Like, it's because of us that the energy is changing, and the energy has changed, and it's going to need to continue to change, because evil is still present. Evil is always going to be present. It's always going to fight. So we need to fight, and we need to fight by remembering who we are. I really, really encourage you guys just to start speaking your truths, man. Like, don't be ashamed. Again, don't be ashamed. It's not your fault. Nothing like that is your fault, but it's not your responsibility to take responsibility for that person. That's what you've been doing. By hiding it, you've been taking responsibility for that person's actions. Is no more. Don't do that no more. It's time to love yourself and take responsibility for yourself. And now you're responsible for your healing, and you're getting over your past. So, glad I got that off my chest. My Instagram is Shanna Star, SHANNASTAR _. And then my other one is People Like Us. It's _People Like Us_. And that is it. I hope this message reaches who it needs to, because I always speak or write, you know, when I'm guided to. And I really feel like somebody specific needs to hear this message, or a lot of people need to hear this message. Please share it. If you feel like, you know, somebody that needs to hear it, please share it, because this really, it needs to get out. People really need to understand that they're encouraged and they have help. Ask the universe for help. Ask the universe for strength. That's our creator. That's where we get everything from. And that's in you. You can do whatever you want to do. You have the universe behind you. So just do that. And I just encourage everybody to just start remembering who you are, because you're not who you've been taught to be. One love.